Ladies and gentlemen, you are now locked into the Sailor and Tyler Show here on Real Variety Radio, KRVR International. Now, here are the stars of our show, live from Houston, Texas, Sailor Cooper and Tyler.
Sailor and Tyler on Real Variety
Radio, KRVR. Hello, hello, hello. Variety Radio. Welcome to another edition of the Sailor and Tyler Show. My name is Sailor Cooper, and who else is here with me, of course?
This is Tyler Evans.
Well, it's good to be here. I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I got lots of great gifts. I especially got one gift for my show, actually. And a copy of Studio Recorder to edit pre-shows and post-shows, which would be good. I had a good Christmas. How was your Christmas, Matthew?
It was good. I got a lot of clothes. Well, not a lot of clothes, but a few clothes.
Oh, yeah? You did? Well, now that Christmas is over, this show is going to be about New Year's. Can you believe it? To the end of the year again. Actually, I'm looking forward to 2020 being out the door. Because what a terrible year it has been, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were some good things, of course, but not so much overall, because the coronavirus pandemic, over a million people worldwide have died this year, and over 300,000 in the U.S. alone have lost their lives to the coronavirus pandemic. Honestly, it's been the worst years that I've lived. You know?
Mm-hmm. You said a million people worldwide have died?
Yeah. Over a million people worldwide. And, but fortunately, none of my family has died. No one I know, family, friends have died, which is good. But my heart goes out to so many who have lost their lives. Well, and I know.
Yeah, to the coronavirus.
This year was a difficult year for you, right? Because you lost your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was breast cancer, though.
No, it wasn't corona. Well, it was pneumonia, too, right?
Well, yeah, but the death certificate said breast cancer.
Oh, yeah? The death certificate has been published?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the only reason why they say that is because the chemotherapy never stops until death.
I see.
In other words, there's no cure for it.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but pneumonia, yeah, that was part of the complication.
Yeah, definitely pneumonia for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the show, what we have planned today is we're going to play the best songs of 2020. There was quite a bit of good music, even though there were no concerts, but music was good. We'll play the best songs of the year, and we'll talk about other popular events that have happened this year besides the coronavirus. So, how about we get to the music? We're gonna get started off with Adore You by Harry Styles. It's Adore You.
Walk in your rainbow paradise. State of mind.
and Tyler on Real Variety Radio. KRDR.
Do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Shoulders off, keep it moving, yes Lord. Step into some new kicks, in there swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self out the door. I do my change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore. So walk your fine self out the door. And do your head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Variety Radio. Hope everyone is enjoying the show so far. We're playing the most popular songs of the year, plus we're talking about popular events.
Oh yeah.
So, let's talk about some popular events. April 9th. Marked 100 days into 2020. Here are 26 shocking things that have happened in the first 100 days. 2020 has been seen its fair share of major historic events in a little over 3 months, including the acquittal of President Donald Trump, impeachment trial, the death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, and the rapid spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Here are 26 major events that happened in 2020 in the first few months. January 2nd, a state of emergency was called in New South Wales, Australia. Bush threatens the south coast of the country. A dehydrated injured caller receives treatment at the Port Macquarie Hospital on November 2nd, 2019, after its rescue from a bushfire that has ravaged an area of over 2,000 hectares. Hundreds of koalas have feared to have burned to death in an out-controlled bushfire in Australia's east coast. Wildlife authorities said October 30th. January 2nd, Iranian general is killed in U.S. drone strike. January 7th, the World Health Organization are notified of a novel coronavirus. That's when the World Health Organization was first notified. January 8th, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced stepping down their duties as royals in Buckingham January 8th, Iran launches missile in Iraq. January 8th, Ukrainian flight crashes in Tehran, Iran, killing over 176 passengers. January 11th, China records its first coronavirus death. Oh, that's when one of the people first died in China. January 16th, the impeachment trial for Donald Trump begins, which he was acquitted. January 20th, the first coronavirus case in the U.S. is reported in Washington State. January 23rd, Wuhan, China, the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak, goes under unprecedented lockdown. Wuhan was the first city in China to lock down. So, January 26th, Kobe and Gigi Bryant die in a helicopter crash along with 7 passengers in California. Remember the helicopter crash in a hill in Southern California. January 31st, the United Kingdom withdraws from the European Union. Alright, so let's stop in January. We'll continue later on. But how about we get back to more music? Tyler, would you want to read some events eventually?
Well, maybe the one event that I could talk about is the when Trump did his declaration of emergency.
Yeah, yeah. How about you can talk about that in the next segment. But let's get back to the best of 2020. Let's play. This is Dua Lipa. Don't Start Now.
If you don't wanna see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on.
I'm not where you left me at all. pull up.
Like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up?
I pull up.
Self in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go the day you need me. So bitch, buff me on that, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the chop. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fuck.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a honey. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mama, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, or I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweats like I got the flu. My daughter the chief, she saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too, before I let another nigga do something to you. As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Keep up when I ride in the Suburban. Cause Codeine had a young swerving. I got the mop, watch me wash them like detergent. And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped them and left them lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. For me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he talking on it, y'all depend, dolls will take his chin. Maybach SUV for my refugees. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the streets. I was solo when the ops called me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll?
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, the cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. So bitch, buff me on that new, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the chop.
Why you acting like you shy? Shut it, say Why you beating round the bush and knowing you want all this woman?
Never knock it till you try.
All of them saying I have you with me. All of my saying you mad committed. Really to anybody you had them pretty. All of the body, I need out.
Didn't want to know me.
Doja Cat, Say So, only on the Best of 2020, Real Variety Radio. Alright, so, Matthew, now it's your turn to talk about an event in 2020. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, in March, Donald Trump declared a national emergency to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. He actually... That was one of his responses. And
that's right.
One of the guidance that was issued was a 45-day shutdown from March 16th to April 30th, which would allow the virus to be contained.
Spread.
Yeah, to not spread as quickly. And so basically, I know this isn't February, but March was whenever the peak of the virus was experienced by the U.S.
And also on March 11th was when the WHO officially declared it a global pandemic.
That's right. And basically all the schools were closed from March 13th, which was the beginning of spring break, all the way until August.
Right.
Pretty much.
And on February 11th, your birthday, the WHO declares, it names the virus officially COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. You know that there's been several coronaviruses.
Yes.
There was one in 2003. I think there was one in 2002, and of course there was one last year.
The SARS virus.
And my brother told me there's 30 different strains of just this virus.
Wow.
I think. And if that's true, there's no telling how long this pandemic will last.
Anything else you want to add? Or should I keep reading?
Well, a lot of states have shut down and are still shut down.
California,
like New York,
is extending stay-home orders.
Yeah. And New York.
Yeah, New York's terrible.
And, in fact, New York was... The governor of New York actually put coronavirus patients into nursing homes.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Cuomo did. You know, he's the brother of Chris.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
There are a lot of people who will deny it and say, oh, he didn't do it when he did.
Right, right. So I'll keep reading.
It wasn't just New York either. It was New Jersey, too.
So you said, of course, President Trump is acquitted of impeachment. We said that. I hope he's going to win again. I think he is.
We'll see.
We'll see. February 24th, Harvey Weinstein is found guilty of third-degree rape and first degree of criminal sexual act. March 5th, Elizabeth Warren drops out of the 2020 presidential race. Italy was the first country to lock down on March 10th before it was declared a pandemic. 16th, Dow plunges 1,197 points at the lowest since 1987 since the coronavirus began. The 2020 Summer Olympics were canceled on March 24th. They have been postponed to July 2021 in Tokyo. April 2nd was when the coronavirus cases surpassed over 1 million. On April 7th, officials lifted the citywide lockdown in Wuhan, China, where it began. Not fair to us.
Well, of course, we were still experiencing the brunt of it.
April 8th, Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race, which made Joe Biden the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
April 9th was when the state of New York had the highest COVID-19 cases alone.
I heard it's now California.
Wow, so that's quite a bit. Quite a bit of events there in 2020. And April 30th was when the stay-at-home orders expired here in the U.S. in most states.
Yep, like in Texas. Yeah. It was actually May 1st when Texas opened.
And I'll say on June 8th, I have one event personally. On June 8th, my grandfather, Papa Jack, turned 100 years old. He was a World War II pilot and is still alive today.
Yay!
He uses a walker, but he gets around pretty well.
Good deal.
So what do you say? Let's get back to the music. The best of 2020. Here is The Weeknd. It's one of my favorites. This is Blinding Lights on the Best of 2020 End of Year Show.
Show me how to love, maybe
now let's get into the country charts. We're going to play the best of country of 2020, starting off with Lindsay L, I Don't Love You.
I don't open up a bottle with my dinner, cause I know that it's just gonna sit out on the counter and go bad, just like the leftovers you just said to leave at the restaurant I don't go to anymore, cause I won't go alone. So I pick up, take out, and sit at home. Sit on the shelf there while they're gathering, just like the movies we would spend our late nights getting lost in. And I got so much free time on my hands, cause I don't do the things you did, cause they're not as good without someone to share with.
If I call you an angel, ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder if you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls who likes to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rode out, got them all wishing on stars, man.
just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his whole world, his whole world, for one of them girls. One of them girls.
Lee Bryce, one of them girls, only on the best of 2020 year-end show. Well, we're just going to play a few more songs and then wrap it up for the year 2020. Now, I know, despite so many bad things that happened this year, Maren Morris, this next singer, had a good year because she gave birth to her baby boy, Hayes Andrew Hurd, on March 2020. So she's a mama now, but here's her big hit, The Bones, only on the year-end show.
The hard times, we took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain. Call it dumb luck, but baby, you and I can't even mess it up, though we both try. No, it don't always go the way we planned it, but the wolves came and went, and we're still standing. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, glass could shatter, let it rain.
Now, this next song we're going to play is specifically about the coronavirus itself. It's one that Luke Combs wrote while he was in quarantine during the pandemic since he couldn't perform. Here's what the song is about. How He misses his parents and his fans and the band. And how that we know one day there will be shows. And we will not have to be 6 feet apart anymore, which I'm hoping that it's going to be in 2021. So here is Luke Combs, 6 feet apart.
When the dogwoods start to bloom and the crickets hum their tune, that's usually about the time that I feel most alone. But the news has all been bad, and the whole world seems so sad. I ain't had much else going on, so I sat down and wrote this song. I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band, giving hugs and shaking hands. Catch a cab, watch a ball game from the stands, probably overwash my hands. I miss my mom, I miss my dad, miss the road, I miss my band, giving hugs and shaking hands. Well, it's a mystery, I suppose, just how long this thing goes, but there'll be crowds and there'll be shows.
Luke Combs, 6 feet apart, that song about the major, major event that occurred this year, the coronavirus pandemic. So, let's go ahead and close out. But before we do, let's just talk about just what you think about this year and what are your hopes for next year?
Well, I'm hoping that things can be a little more normal. Hopefully the economy can get better.
Oh, absolutely. And also, a good ending is on December 11th. Overnight, the FDA, on Friday night, the FDA approved the use of, on December 18th, the FDA approved the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, which could be used for emergency authorization. And since then, there have been thousands of doses given to essential workers and elderly and first responders. So they're gonna get the vaccine first, and hopefully by spring, by summer at the very latest, every single American will have access to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. You need 2 doses to get this vaccine, and to be immune to the virus. They need to be given at least 3 weeks apart. Yeah.
But maybe they'll make a vaccine in the future where you only need one.
Yeah, I've heard Johnson & Johnson is making a vaccine as well.
To where you only need one vaccine, not just two?
Just one, yeah. Actually, on December 11th, the vaccine was approved for emergency use authorization. Moderna's was launched about a week later.
And
Moderna, you need 2 doses. Maybe Johnson & Johnson, you just may need 1 dose.
I heard there's several companies that are making vaccines, not just those 2.
Several, yeah.
Imagine if they made a flu vaccine that is also a coronavirus vaccine.
Yeah, it would be great. It would actually.
Or it's all in one.
Yeah, it's all in one. Hopefully, one day they'll do it.
I bet they will.
So, I just want to reiterate, this year has been rough, but there have been so many good things that have happened. I mean, the rough times show us how they show us resilience and how much good there is in the world. There's more good than bad.
Oh, yeah.
And so I hope 2021 is definitely a much better year. What can you say about it?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about before we close out the night with the final song of 2020?
Well, hopefully, despite this year, we can appreciate that there's been some good that has occurred.
Absolutely, yeah. And and we just need to be just thankful for, you know, what we have, and thankful at least we're still alive, you know.
Oh yeah.
But honestly, I hope the coronavirus is an event, a pandemic that's remembered forever. I hope that it's taught in schools.
Oh yeah.
As part of a history curriculum. Because I don't think in my lifetime I've never lived anything through like this. Ever.
Well, you know, the Spanish flu was a big event. It killed, over 5 million people?
Yeah.
Or 50 million, or...
someone like that, yeah.
Maybe it was more than that.
But, of course, we weren't alive back then. And also, all the medical aspects weren't as advanced as they are now. You think, how in the world could an event of this magnitude could happen now, when there are so many advances in medicine, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the coronavirus, like, most people who are affected by it are actually fine.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. You could be asymptomatic. Sometimes you'll have no symptoms at all, too severe. It all depends. So, let's just close out the night in the year 2020 with the biggest song. And honestly, this last artist had a great year because guess what? He proposed to his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, who's also featured in this song.
Oh, I like Gwen Stefani.
Yes, and he was like, Gwen, you made my 2020 by saying yes.
Oh,
it was so
that's
good.
Really
and
awesome.
Also, oh, you had a good year because tell everyone why?
Yeah. My brother has a fiance.
Yeah, so you may have a future sister-in-law.
Yep.
All right. Well,
really sweet.
I can't wait to count down to 2021. 10, yay. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Hopefully 2021's the best year yet. But yeah. Happy New Year to all the listeners. Good night. And bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
2020.
Good night, everyone.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear, for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.
Tyler on Real Variety Radio, KRD.